Welcome to the Word of the Week for New Year's Day, Monday, January 1st, 2024. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled Covenant, and our scripture verse comes from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8, which says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. God will be with you. God will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." The simple definition of the word covenant is agreement. Covenants or agreements, especially between God and people, is a central theme throughout the Bible, and covenant serves as a foundation to the story of who we are as God's people. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, established what he called covenant services as an important part of early Methodist life in the mid-1700s. These covenant services were held on a variety of occasions, but usually celebrated on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, or on a Sunday near the beginning of the year. Wesley designed the covenant service to be a time when, as people of faith, we renew the covenant which binds us to God, so that we may give ourselves anew to God through all that is declared in Jesus Christ. What has become known as the John Wesley Covenant Prayer can be a difficult prayer to pray, when we truly allow the words of the prayer to lead us and guide us in daily life. But it is also a prayer that can hold us through the ups and downs of life, knowing that the covenant God has made with us is that God is with us, and that God will not fail us or forsake us. I invite you to pray John Wesley's covenant prayer with me on this New Year's Day and throughout the year. Let us pray. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee, or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee, or brought low by thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, thou art mine, and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. May it be so for us on this New Year's Day and throughout the year. Thanks be to God. Amen.